The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, is using legal powers from the Northern Territory intervention to send assessors into licensed premises in Alice Springs. Jenny Macklin says she's concerned some hotels might be causing harm to people in the town. She says the assessors have a broad brief and will look at whether licensing conditions need changing. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, has written to the Northern Territory Government asking for an assessment to be made of hotels in Alice Springs. She spoke to ABC Local Radio in Darwin.
We are concerned with the allegations of harm that's being done to people in Alice Springs by a number of hotels.
Jenny Macklin declined to say which hotels the assessors will be looking at. On local radio this morning, the owner of the Gap View Hotel in Alice Springs, Di Leckel, was asked if she thought her hotel was one of them.
Well, I think you'd have to assume that she's referring to the hotels in Alice.
Health groups have raised concerns about some of the bars in Alice Springs. David Hewitt has been a community worker in Central Australia for decades, and he visited some of the bars several times between October and December last year.
One of my interests in visiting the bars was to catch up with people that I know from the remote communities where my wife and I worked for many years.
David Hewitt is also a member of the community group, the People's Alcohol Action Coalition.
The bars open at 10 o'clock, and within an hour sometimes the bar is filled to capacity. There are strict regulations on the number of customers allowed in the bar. So within an hour of the opening, often there's a queue has developed outside. They're open until 2 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, then a lot of these people head straight for the takeaway outlet.
Mr Hewitt says he's also worried about children being neglected.
One real concern is the fact that there are often children sitting in vehicles outside in the parking area, waiting for their parents to come out of the bar.
David Hewitt says he's not suggesting the hotels are not complying with their licensing conditions. Di Leckel from the Gapview Hotel says her hotel is often visited by inspectors.
The Northern Territory has more regulations than any other liquor act in the country. We have licensing inspectors at our premise probably on a daily basis calling in just to see what's occurring, how people are behaving, what things are happening around the place. The police have had very strong activity around all licensed premises in Alice Springs that have takeaway alcohol. And if there is as much harm associated to these premises as Jennifer Macklin is indicating, then I'm fairly confident that we would have already been dealt with under the Northern Territory Liquor Act.
The Northern Territory's Business Minister, Peter Chandler, has accused the Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, of interfering in the Northern Territory.
The federal government trying to do what they're doing at the moment is not working with people, it's working against them, and I think that's the way you start to really undermine any relationship that we have with these businesses who are doing the right thing.
Jenny Macklin says the assessors will have a broad brief and will look at whether the hotel's existing licensing conditions need to be changed.
To make sure that the licensing conditions that have been imposed are in fact making sure that the level of harm that we're hearing about could be reduced. So whether or not there should be changes to the licensing conditions, those sorts of issues.
Jenny Macklin has given the Northern Territory Government 28 days to respond to her request. The Territory's Business Minister says he's asked her for a meeting to discuss it.
Sarah Everingham reporting.